Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
What best defined health for you as a medical lab professional? For busy lab professionals who badly want to prioritize their health but have little time, this podcast episode is for you. Welcome to eLaborate Topics Podcast. eLaborate Topics Podcast is a weekly podcast where myself and my co-host, Tywana Wilson, and Stephanie Whitehead, and other guests bring you topics and tools to help you to excel in your laboratory journey. And today, I will be your host. I'm Lona Small, your laboratory coach and consultant, and I'm so excited about today's episode. Today's clinical lab tagged me on a poll on LinkedIn on World Health Day. And the poll question was, on this World Health Day, what best, most defined health for you as a medical lab professional? And they had different options. They had physical well-being, mental well-being, emotional well-being, and financial security. And Dr. Rodney Rose was also tagged, and he responded, I want to choose all four choices. And someone else said, definitely physical as well as mental well-being. And I felt the same as Dr. Rohde. I wanted to choose all four. And I responded, I take a holistic approach to well-being. Well-being is important for health, for happiness, for peace of mind, vitality, relationships, and productivity. And I discovered that after a lot of challenges. In 2006, I was divorced with three young kids. I felt lost, stressed, bitter. And unknowingly, my health, my behaviors, and the way I showed up for others were deteriorating. And a good friend of mine who I've been disconnected with for a while came to stay with me and she called me out on it. I had no idea the person I had become. And now I'm thanking her, then I wasn't. And after being involved, and I was coached by Brendan Burchard and on high performance, and also working with other coaches, I started to really prioritize wellness. And I took on a holistic approach to wellness, and that wasn't an overnight journey. I realized that improving my wellness was a package. Improving physical health, emotional health, intellectual health, financial health, spiritual health. And it took years of continuous growth, and I'm still on that journey. There's a lot of those areas of health that I'm really not nowhere near where I need to be. But I see the importance of holistic wellness. And I wanted the best for myself. I wanted to show up for my family at home. I wanted to show up for my friend in the best way. And I wanted to perform well at work. And I'm sure a lot of you want the same for yourself. So I developed these weekly routines, daily routines of prioritizing wellness. And of course, these habits started out with tiny steps, took several years to develop, and many times I fell off that wagon. So eventually, I kind of had a routine where it evolved to eating unprocessed food meditating for up to an hour sometimes, exercising, practicing gratitude and forgiveness, connecting with the divine, connecting with positive people, giving back to others by sharing my expertise. And it was the gifts and the benefits that I got from being coached that led me to becoming a coach myself and to transfer some of these gifts to others, especially to medical lab professionals. And with that, I started building my different coaching certifications. And it was through that that I discovered the magic that I'm going to share with you today of positive intelligence and the use of positive intelligence quotient, the PQ. And if you're not convinced how excited I am about this, listen to some other episode because it keeps coming up. When you find something that's so great, you want to share it. And I had kind of gotten to the point where I had an emptiness. I was able to put a lot of time into my wellness, meditation, exercise, meal prep. And things turned, switched. Was like I fell off the horse again. Things turned around in my life where my youngest came back home with a grandson. And that was the time, yes, I fell off the wagon again, and I wasn't able to sustain the hours per week of the type of routine that I had. I knew something needed to change at that time, but I knew I was not going to give up my wellness. So in this episode of Elaborate Topics Podcast, I'm going to talk about how to invest just a little time to improve your overall wellness for yourself and also for your team. And I know a lot of people listening want to prioritize wellness in all areas. They know the benefits that it has on careers, on themselves, as a person, on relationships, on family. But we are really busy professionals. And sometimes we are just in that survival space. Like we need to hold on to our jobs at all costs, sometimes at the detriment of our health and family, unfortunately. And I started to feel that way when I realized I needed to give more time to my grandson. Then there's my job, then there's my coaching. And I started asking myself, where could I find the time? Where would those hours come from that I had with my wellness routines? And did I tell you that I found Shazad Shamin in Positive Intelligence? That's where I found the PQ reps. And I told you positive intelligence quotient, PQ comes from that. That's where I found the PQ rep. So instead of spending 20 minutes on meditation or going to the gym for 30 minutes, I realized I could just spend 2 minutes on a PQ rep and get the same effect of mental calm and clear focus. I didn't have to go into that quiet place to do it. And I'm going to share with you so you can have the benefit of the using the PQ rep with little time and even introducing that to your team. So let me tell you a little bit about the PQ rep and the different advantage of using the PQ rep. So for one, it doesn't take much time, like I said. So you can actually move into, use 10 seconds to quiet your brain and really achieve the effect of that calm, relaxed, clear-headed focus, that creativity and big picture thinking in 10 seconds. So these really short exercises, basically you're focusing on one sensation at a time. So you could be doing a tactile where you're just focusing your sensation on touch. You could do focus listening, which is another sensation, listening. You could just be looking at one object. That's another one. Or even the sensation that comes with taste. So you could be focusing on taste and basically just tasting the food in your mouth, thinking about the taste, the sensation of taste, and that helps with reducing emotional eating. It could help with, it helps with dieting. So that's one big advantage. It doesn't take time. The next one is, it can be done throughout the day. So I know after physical exercise or meditation, I'm so pumped up. I have all the good hormones flowing. I'm ready to take on the world. I'm ready to show up as my best self. But then I'm at work, and in the middle of the day, when the work challenges started to kick in, I start to just lose my mojo. My self-control start to wane, and I'm back to stress. So with PQ reps, that can be done throughout the day. So basically, it's figuratively keep your battery charged. So you can do it throughout the day, so you don't have to encounter the being stressed, being you don't have to encounter losing self-control. Once you start feeling that, you can do a quick PQ rep. So you can even do it, have your routine set up, which is really short, at the beginning of the workday. 2 minutes of PQ rep or less, midway during the workday or at the end. And that really keeps your positive quotient high throughout the day. The third thing, it can be done in any setting. Like I say, don't have to be in your meditation closet. So you could be in the middle of a conflict and have clear, focused discussions just by doing your PQ rep while you're in the middle of a conflict and no one would know. You can do it just before a meeting. We talk about being creative and that big picture thinking and being focused. You can do it when you feel stressed in the middle of the day. In episode 9, I talk about how hyperachiever could lead to burnout, and I demonstrate how to use that tactile PQ rep in just 10 seconds. Go back and listen to that episode. So imagine you're in the middle of a meeting or in the middle of a conflict. I'm going to demonstrate this time the visual PQ rep. So just place your attention to really be looking at one object. Just be exquisitely aware of what you see. Look at the colors, the shades with a lot of clarity. See the textures and the shapes in great details. And spend about just 10 seconds to do that. If you have more, once you do that, just shift your focus to more a diffuse focus and relax. And that's it. So you could be in the middle of a conflict, just focus your attention on an object that you're looking at ahead of you and go through this exercise. Be exquisitely aware of what you see. See the colors and shades with great clarity. See the textures and shapes with great detail, and then shift to a diffuse focus. Awesome. The next thing is, has a contagion effect. So having your battery fully charged throughout the day has a positive impact, not only on yourself, but on others. So if you're in a conflict, you basically see how this could help by relaxing your mind and getting into calm in the middle of a conflict, having clarity about what you're doing. It basically helps you to develop empathy. So it helps you to develop empathy, not only for yourself, for your mistakes, but for the mistakes of others. So if you're in a situation, you're more about solution. How can we handle this to come up with a solution than just blaming? You tend to be more empathetic for yourself and for others. So when you think about that, it's really powerful when it's practiced as a team. So there are programs where PQ is introduced to the whole team. So imagine all your team members having calm, relaxed, clear-headed focus, creativity, big picture thinking, willing to empathize with self and others, improving those team relationships, having transparency, accountability for themselves, and of course, increased productivity. And then imagine for yourself where you can manage your stress better, you manage relationship better, relationship mastery, your focus on your wellness overall, and you're improving your productivity. It can move out of not just the workplace. You become a better parent, a better wife, a better mother. It helps you with things like dieting, just so many, many things. And what they've seen in terms of results on organization is that 90% of the many, many organizations that Positive Intelligence has been in, a lot of Fortune 500, a lot of average, a lot of healthcare, 90% reported using mental, emotional energy more effectively, 80% improve self-confidence as team members, 85% increase happiness in organization, 92% improve ability to develop others, 91% manage stress better. So just using these small PQ reps throughout the day, that's the effect that this have on organization. And I know a lot of good things came out of the pandemic. A lot of organizations are focused on wellness. They have HR coming in with programs. There's wellness teams giving talks on how to improve your overall wellness. And this brings a lot of awareness and great insight into what do we need to improve our wellness. The challenge is that it does not affect lasting positive change. Lasting positive change is 20% insight and 80% practice. So a lot of the programs just like this, listening to the podcast, you're getting 20% insight. But the 80% comes when it comes to practice. So that means that actually getting yourself and your team in the habit of building mental muscles through PQ rep. So it's so important to build that 80% of practice. And as usual, whenever I do a podcast, I always leave you with a tool. What do I do first? And that's how the practice is going to come into place. So the first thing I'll ask you to do is to go back and listen to the visual PQ, or go back to episode 9 and listen to the tactile PQ and start doing that. So before a meeting, if you feel stressed, do a tactile PQ where you're rubbing your fingertips against each other. I want you to go back and listen to that. Or you can do a visual PQ. You could be in a situation where there may be a conflict and you want to handle it better, then you could do a visual PQ and see the effect that it have, how it's going to help you with calm, clear-headed focus throughout the day. And reach out to me about programs that we offer for your teams, which improve wellness, peace of mind, reduce conflict, and increase creativity and productivity. As usual, it was such a pleasure to share with you on Elaborate Topics Podcast. And thank you so much for listening. And you can listen to this episode on any of your favorite podcast platform, or you can log on to directimpactbroadcasting.com. And you can also go on Labvine. So we are also on Labvine. If you haven't joined Labvine, it's free to join labvinelearning.com and jump on VineStream to listen to our episodes. And join us on LinkedIn and Facebook. We have Facebook group, we have LinkedIn group. You can join us there. And if you want to be a guest on the show, you can find a guest form on directimpactbroadcasting.com. And you can also suggest topics that you want to listen to. So send me a message on LinkedIn at Lona Gordon Small. If you want to learn more about how you can use mental fitness, that PQ rep is one example of mental fitness to create an ideal environment for your team, for your leaders, and increase peace of mind, wellness, productivity, and improve relationship with your team, let me know. And of course, you can listen to us every Tuesday. I'm excited for this episode. Listen to another episode next Tuesday on directimpactbroadcasting.com or your favorite podcast episode. Until we talk again, have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.